The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they make an excellent transition for our teachings. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Keep in mind, the media does an excellent job of killing brain cells. Dave, you're so anti-media. Yeah, the word media in the Greek means rumor. Hello, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon. You like how I stretch that out? Dr. David Spoon. And I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. This is a great question. What is your earliest cool Christian memory? Yeah, that's a good one. What is your earliest cool Christian memory? Like the thing that you, when you think about your faith, the thing that immediately, that's the first thing that I think. What is that memory? That's what we're asking people. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. All you got to do is dial 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person you can count on. And we're going to be getting a Jake's take in the second portion of the show. So we call the first portion the first 30 minutes, second portion the next 60 minutes. I'm doing the best I can, folks. So you're ready for that one, though, all right? If you're feeling good for that, I just want to make
sure. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Ready to go.
All right.
So happy rainy Tuesday.
Yes, it is a rainy Tuesday. Did you notice that the weather, you know what happens in some states when it rains? You know what they do is they stop their car and they look up and they go, what is it? Anyway, that's just part of life. So here's your forecast for today. I always like to give a forecast and also a traffic report. Your traffic report, there are cars on the road. And then your weather report, kind of wet. Okay, there you go. We were just making sure everybody stays together in the process. In the meantime, you can simply reach out to us by phone. It won't hurt you as far as we know. You can also text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Again, the non-professional voice coming from the radio host. Here it goes.
214-210-8483.
And people ask me, Dave, why do you do it that way? Why do you slow it down and do it that way? And my answer is, why not? Okay. So additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D. That's David, in case you didn't know that. At, A with a goofy circle around it, he must increase, based on John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease, .org, which is not .com, it's .org. Why? Because we're a nonprofit entity, that's why. Speaking of nonprofit entities, we do really well at not making a profit. That's funny. If you know me, you would know that's funny, especially being a Jewish Christian. That's hilarious. Anyhow, we encourage you to check out the website. On the website's a ton of stuff. There's videos, there's audios, there's articles, there's different things that are meant to encourage you. There's access to 4,500 hours. 4,500 hours. 4,500 hours. I mean, that's a lot of podcast information from past shows. If you want to check that out on the website, you can. Our scripture, by the way, for today, for those that want to partner with us and help us advance the kingdom of God, do the best you can. Don't freak out. Don't be guilted. Do the best you can. If you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. The scripture we're using today, 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. That's just so good. If you have that in heart or in mind, or just want to check out stuff on the site, also prayer and praise forms are up there as well. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
See, I maintain that everybody wants one of those buttons. And that when you go around and you say something you know you shouldn't have said, you just push the button and it automatically sucks it back into your mouth and nobody hears it. What do you think of that?
That'd be nice.
That'd be like a multi-billion dollar kind of thing, wouldn't it? Be
yeah, like, we'll have to get working on that.
Yeah, who would not buy that? Are you kidding? All right, so I'm going to give you an update on Easton, but not until the 2 o'clock time because he's still in surgery. But I will tell you thus far, he's having he's very challenged grandchild, and he's having a quick surgery, double hip surgery. I will let you know thus far that, you know, they get concerned about every phase of his kind of surgery, and he went through the anesthesia process, no problems, and they did one hip already, zero problems, a lot less problems than they thought, and we're waiting to hear on the second part of the hip, and the second element on the hip surgery. We might find out live during the show, but that's the update thus far, but I'm kind of counting on that they'll be done, and then we'll get a word from my daughter. Talked to her last night. Great spirits. You know, it's nervous as a parent that you're going through that. It's nervous as a grandparent for your child, for their child. I even had a dream about it last night. It was more of a taco dream, but, you know, still a dream. And so the bottom line is, it's on my mind heavy. It's on my heart heavy. I hope you will continue to pray for Julianne and Jared and for Easton, who's going through the surgery. That'd be great. And he may come out of this yet 1,000 times better than before, and that's what we're hoping for, okay? So don't forget to keep praying along that. I'll give you updates as I get them. In the meantime, we are in something that is wonderful, delicious, awesome, and fantastic called the Word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 14. What? We're about halfway done with Matthew. Pretty close. Wow. We were just getting through it today, and all these days we're really pushing through on these books. Here's Matthew chapter 14, and this might throw you for a little bit of a curve, so let's dive into it. Matthew 14, verse 1. When Herod Antipas heard about Jesus, he said to his advisors, "This must be John the Baptist come back to life again. That is why he can do such miracles. For Herod had arrested and imprisoned John as a favor to his wife Herodias, the former wife of Herod's brother Philip." Ooh, sounds like a weird family. "John kept telling Herod, 'It's illegal for you to marry her.' Herod would have executed John, but he was afraid of a riot because all the people believed John was a prophet." All right, this is just the first five verses in Matthew chapter 14, verse 1. Let's understand something right away so you can catch this. Herod Antipas heard about Jesus. Okay, so whenever they say, well, which Herod was around with Jesus, Herod Antipas. Herod Antipas heard about Jesus. He thought it was John the Baptist who had come back to life. So here's a message for everybody. The principle of resurrection is not entirely new. In the Old Testament, there were resurrections. The difference in the resurrection with Jesus and everybody else's resurrection is when Jesus resurrected, he never died again. But here, Herod Antipas is thinking, oh, this has got to be John. And this is an extreme reaction. But keep in mind, resurrections have very specific applications. And so Herod, just because he was a leader, he was probably thinking he's right. He's telling his advisors, this must be John the Baptist. He was entirely wrong. Secular leaders are often wrong about issues like this. This is not even abnormal. He's like in his own little place and his own little power and his own little trip in his mind. And it's like, this must be John the Baptist. You know, you just want to be a fly on the wall going, that's stupid. But you can't because you're not a fly on the wall and you're not there. But he wanted to, and we're going to find out how he does, in fact, execute John the Baptist. But here's the thing. The thing is, he thinks he's Jesus, and it's like Jesus is John come back to life. You know what drives that? A guilty conscience. Uh-oh. Because he knows that what he does, which we're about to read about, was a bozo no-no. Like, no, that is not cool. Verse 6. But at a birthday party for Herod, Herodias' daughter performed a dance that greatly pleased Herod. So he promised with an oath to give her anything she wanted. At her mother's urging, the girl asked, I want the head of John the Baptist on a tray. The king was sorry, but because his oath and because he didn't want to back down in front of his guests, he issued the necessary orders. So John was beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a tray and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. John's disciples came for his body and buried it, and then they told Jesus what had happened. Let's go through this story, which is so amazing. It's just such an incredible story. First of all, birthday parties are typically joyous occasions. They're a time for celebration. For those who do not know, birthday parties, anniversaries, memorials, holidays, and different things of that sort were joyous. Weddings were a week to 2 week long in celebration. I mean, people enjoyed life. You know that song, you know, that we need to stop and smell the roses every once in a while? It's not that it's incorrect. It's just some people never stop and smell the roses, and other people, all they do is smell the roses. It's like, yeah, that's not good. But here's supposed to be a time for celebration. But the birthday party of Herod Antipas was a disaster for the righteous. Herod already had a concept of resurrection, must have been weighing heavily on his mind. During his birthday party, the daughter of his quote-unquote wife, Herodias, performed a dance that greatly pleased him. The issue here is that the daughter of the woman that he was with was stirring his desires. The daughter won favor through her dance. And let's be honest, you and I know it wasn't a waltz. So she's dancing. The daughter is dancing. And so while she's dancing, Herodias' daughter's dancing, Herod's like, yeah, yeah. I mean, we have no idea what that full breakdown is, but we know it was not good. So this guy, who's not even supposed to be married to Herodias, because Herodias was married to his brother, and he intervened, had them divorce, and then scooped her up, which is like, it was a plot from both of them, just so you, in case you're wondering. But the whole idea is that the daughter of the guy he did this for, she's the one that's turning him. It's like, that is so wrong. It's like, it's not even funny. It's so wrong. There's so many questions you want to ask. Like, first of all, where's the mother? Why isn't she? I mean, that's her daughter. What's wrong with you? Well, we find out what kind of mother she is in a moment. But first, I want you to catch this. And this is huge. And everybody should listen to this part. He was so pleased with the dance that she performed. Verse 7, he promised with an oath to give her anything she wanted. In an impulsive moment, in a less than brilliant moment, Herod promised the young lady anything she desired. Now, this should serve as a lesson to everyone, male and female, and only male and female. In moments of heightened passion, the flesh can overpower reasoning and lead to us making promises we never should be making. Do you hear that? When the flesh is so excited or aroused, it overpowers or can overpower reasoning. And it could lead people to make promises and commitments they never should make. That's why, and it's amazing because our entire second portion of the show has to do with this. So amazing. But that's why the scripture commands us to walk by the Spirit and not by the old nature, by the old man, by the flesh. No, 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 because it leads us into places we don't want to go. So we'll slow it down here because we've got a lot more to cover, and we'll come in with our first trivia question. So if you're in San Diego, it's 11:47. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:47. If you're in Canada, like that one caller, God bless you. I don't know what time it is there. I did my best. All right, here you go. Here's your first trivia question. Which Pharisee and Sanhedrin member believed in Jesus? Was it Gamaliel, Caiaphas, or Nicodemus? Which Pharisee believed in Jesus? Gamaliel, Caiaphas, or Nicodemus? If you think you know which Pharisee believed in Jesus, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. It's a phone, and it won't hurt you. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email. Yep, that works too. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. Pretty straightforward question, not overly complex. Which Pharisee came to Jesus at night? Also, member of the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Believe me, was it Gamaliel, Caiaphas, or Nicodemus? That is the question. Which Pharisee was it? We do have somebody on the phone ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your little brother.
Hello, little brother. How are you?
Hey, good.
Good. I'm glad
to hear
that.
All right, regarding your trivia question.
Yes.
Galileo was, I believe, in the 16th or 17th century, so he doesn't qualify. And Caiaphas was a high priest, so he also doesn't qualify. So Nicodemus.
That is correct, Amanda! Or as Aunt Deb said, Nikki, or as Joanne and Cordelia said, Nick at night.
Oh, okay.
That was a good one, too, right?
That's right.
That's right. How's it going, bro? How are things?
Good. I need a prayer. I need a little extra motivation to do a thing that I've been just a little getting procrastinated in that area. So please pray that God will just motivate me to do that thing.
Okay. All right. I fully get that. I fully feel that. I fully experience that. Just so you can know, so you're not alone, not the only person that goes through it. Let's pray about it. Ask God to help you and all of us do it when we're supposed to do it. How about that? Let's
cool.
pray. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and as we do, Lord, we thank you for everything because your kindness is so past our capacity. Your graciousness is so awesome that you're so patient with us that even when we don't get it rolling, when we're supposed to get it rolling, Lord, you're still there with us. You're still helping us. You're still encouraging us. So we pray for Samson, and not just for him, but for everybody that goes through it where they know they're supposed to be getting on things and doing things, Lord, things that you're even pushing people to do or directing people or guiding people to do. Lord, help us to get in gear. Help us to move forward. When the children of Israel were at the sea, you told Moses, get them going, move forward. Lord, help us to move forward. And as we do, let us see the waters split apart. Even if it seems something mundane is walking forward, that you will still show your miraculous power and that we will still engage with you. Please, Lord, help all of us to be motivated to move forward in you and not restrain from doing the right things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen, brother.
Good. Hey, I'm praying for you. How was your surgery?
I got a surgery for
your head, whatever.
That's a week from Thursday, and that'll be an in-house. That's pretty simple. That won't be complex. But Easton's in a double hip surgery right now, so we're waiting to hear word from him. I haven't heard yet from my daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in fact, this morning, Lord put in my heart, so I was praying for you and your grandson and everybody else.
Good.
Yeah, might ask you.
Yep, good idea. That's how you do it. That's what you do.
Good. Thank you, brother.
All right, God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's exactly what you do, by the way. I want to commend Samson because you guys should catch this. So the other day I was driving going home, and I was like, I was going to call Rob, and I forgot to call him on Friday because I had long conversations with a couple other people. And then I was like, oh, my, I was supposed to call this guy. And so I called him up, and we just had a great time talking, you know, 10, 15 minutes fellowship, sharing with one another. We've stayed in contact for quite some time. And I'm just thankful that the Lord puts people on our mind and our hearts. And when he does, he doesn't do it because he's bored. God puts people on your heart and mind so that you'll do something about it. At a minimum, pray for that person. That would be something that you and I need to learn to walk in sync with the Lord. Okay, let's go back to the text, which is still an amazing text. So we're talking about Herod. We're talking about John the Baptist. We're talking about Herodias. I mean, the whole thing is just unbelievable. So you look at verse 8, at the mother's urging, once Herod said, you can have anything you want, blank check. At the mother's urging, she said, I want the head of John the Baptist on a tray. The king was sorry, but because of his oath, he couldn't back down in front of his guests, so he issued the order. So John was beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a tray given to the girl, and the girl gave it to his mother. So just listen. Herodias advised her daughter, which seems normal as most mothers are supposed to look out for their children. But when the girl asked her mother what she should ask for on a blank check, because Herodias was driven by spite and vengeance, she told her to ask for the head of John the Baptist. That's what drove the mother to guide the daughter. The king realizes his mistake, but he can't backtrack now because once he gives his word, it has to be fulfilled. If he didn't keep his word, he can risk losing loyalty and his position. So John the Baptist was executed. On the powerful side, he secured his eternal future. But his head was brought on a tray and given to the girl who gave it to her mother. This is the family dynamics that take place. They're so entrenched in darkness that this seems like a good idea to any of these people. Shows you what takes place when you're watching the news, when you're watching the politicians and the people respond and all this stuff. They are so dark. And they think this is normal. You understand? They think this is appropriate. It's not appropriate. It's disgusting. And we're supposed to just be despise evil. And this is that. The family dynamic where this girl could have been set for life. But instead of being set for life, vengeance, revenge, just dues to get back at the person became the order of the day. Is that just not a sad testimony to humanity? You look at the leadership, not just of this country, but of every country. You look at the people that are influencing and of power. These people are of the same spirit that Herodias had, that Herod Antipas had, that the daughter had. you know, you wanted the daughter to go, no way, I'm going to get a half a kingdom. You know, it's like what you want. It's like, nope, that's how dark their thinking and reasoning is. It's sad. And we'll close with this, which is very powerful. And I'll probably pick up on next week on this. The very end of this, at the end of verse 12, it says, then they told Jesus what had happened. Jesus was informed about everything that was happening. He knew what was going on. He knew how wrong it was. In fact, he had just recently spoken about how great John the Baptist was. And then this. It's a tragedy for the entire nation that this was thought of as okay. It's sad. It's horrible. Okay? All right. All right, next week we'll pick up on how Jesus responds, and then we get into the feeding of the 5,000, one of the coolest teachings in all the New Testament. If you're in San Diego, you can just hang out with us by going to hemustincrease.org, hit the Listen Live button, and you will be listening live. If you're in Dallas, hang out. We're going to be back in just a couple seconds. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just being honest. Right? Because I'll pull from, I'm Jewish. I was trained well. And you pull from multiple directions. And this was one of those things. So I kind of needed to recognize that sometimes I'm obnoxious and I need to make up for it. And the whole point of me telling you this is sometimes you will do things that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, but because you didn't have the right spirit going on when it happened, you need to make up for it. Now, by that, I mean this. So Noel found out yesterday that she had to get up at 4:30 this morning because the president of quote unquote the company was coming in because they were doing a remodel and her section was one of the sections that are being remodeled. So she had to be at work at 6 in order to be there. Okay. All right. So now I'm not in the doghouse or anything. I just, you know, feeling like I could have done better. So you know what I did? And I'm telling you this for a reason. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I sat with her for about a half hour while she was getting ready, right? And I encouraged her because I knew she was really tired. And then she went to work, and I went back to bed for at least an hour and a half until the dog said, that's enough out of you. Get up. You know, that was a whole separate thing. The reason that I bring it up is not because I did something brilliant. That's exactly not the case. In fact, the reason that I had to make it up is because I didn't do something brilliant. But it dawned on me that it is okay, or not okay, but it's probably right for you and I when we're in relationships and we do something that's a little far off, or maybe not as authentically Christian as we generally need to be, that we're allowed to make up for it. And so what I was trying to do was communicate with her, I love you. I'm kind of sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm totally sorry because I'm up at 5 a.m. that I wasn't like nicer about the whole thing. And so whatever happened by getting up at 5 in the morning last night went bye-bye. And my point in making that, sharing that with you is simply sometimes we can do things that is a way to say I'm with you without doing a whole bunch, and that will just make some of the dumber things less painful or less dumb.